Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available, and University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Eating vegetables is an important part of maintaining good health. Vegetables are low in fat and calories and an important source of nutrients, including vitamins, fiber, and potassium. Let's listen as Suzanne Henson, a registered dietitian at University Medical Center, explains.
Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Suzanne Henson joins us again on Health Matters, registered dietitian, assistant professor at the medical school here at the University of Alabama. Suzanne, good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
Talking today about an appropriate topic in summertime. We all love to try to find a farmer's market or a tomato patch somewhere. It's wonderful food. It's good for you. It's healthy. But you're here today to tell us you got to be careful with that.
Right. And this is year round. But particularly right now, your produce markets have bumper crops coming in.
Yeah.
And now's the time to enjoy it because they're at their peak flavor. And so what I like to encourage patients to do is be mindful of how you clean and store and cook if you do cook produce, because that's so important.
Okay. Let's start with produce that you buy, you bring home, whether you get it at a farmer's market or the store. When you say wash it, how thoroughly and what kind of products do you use? What kind of water do you use? What are the tips?
Okay. Well, number one, wash your hands thoroughly. And that's for at least 20 seconds washing, not just your palms, but also the tops of your hands in between fingers, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Because you want to start out with clean hands before you touch this. Mm-hmm. And so then you want to wash everything. And I'll frequently have patients say, well, do I have to wash everything? Like, for example, a banana. I'm not going to eat the skin. And like, well, you actually want to wash it because it could have some bacteria on it. So just run under, run under water. Just rinse it off thoroughly. You may want to, for some produce, use a produce brush. For example, I was making corn on the cob last night. And so I used a brush to really get that corn clean.
You don't use any kind of a soap product or anything. Just good, clean water will do the trick.
That will do the trick.
Right.
And one concern that we've had recently is that people, out of extreme caution, okay, and everyone has a different comfort level, but we want to advise people, let's not use a bleach solution or a detergent solution, because if you ingest some of those products, if you don't get them thoroughly rinsed, you actually might be facing a trip to the doctor.
You mentioned something as well that I hadn't thought about. You can have clean hands and clean produce, but if you grab a knife that's not clean, the whole thing could be for naught.
Right. And a good rule of thumb, and I try to do this in my own kitchen, is have separate cutting boards for produce and separate cutting boards for meat and poultry.
Mm.
So just a good tip is for like meat and poultry, I have a red cutting board.
Okay.
And then for my produce, I have a green one. And it's just a really good just color indicator of what to use it for, because you can be preparing a meal, but if you put, for example, you got some fresh zucchini, squash, and you put it on that cutting board that you just used to cut chicken, mm-hmm. you can actually get cross-contamination.
I assume also you should wash things as you use them. If you bring produce home and wash it all and put it away and don't use it for a few days, it could become contaminated, I assume.
Right, or the produce won't be at its peak. For
yeah.
example, if I go and buy some strawberries, buy some blueberries, and I take them home, if I wash those immediately, they may not hold up really well. So I try to wash everything as I use it. Now, some things you may be, for example, cucumbers, you can wash those, wrap them in a clean paper towel, and they'll hold a little bit longer in the refrigerator.
Let's end with this. This isn't a light subject like, oh, do this because it'll taste better. Do this. It's a good idea. You can get seriously ill if you eat something that's contaminated.
Right. But just using some good common sense, clean hands, clean surfaces, and wash that produce thoroughly, and you should be good to go.
And that's a nice, clean Health Matters segment. Suzanne Henson, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.